14. A Ball to Roll Around by Robert G. Allman. I lost my sight when I was 4 years old by falling off a boxcar in a freight yard in Atlantic City and landing on my head. Now I am 32. I can vaguely remember the brightness of sunshine and what color red is. It would be wonderful to see again, but a calamity can do strange things to people. It occurred to me the other day that I might not have to come to love life as I do if I hadn't been blind. I believe in life now. I'm not so sure that I would have believed in it so deeply otherwise. I don't mean that I would prefer to go without my eyes. I simply mean that the loss of them made me appreciate the more what I had left. Life, I believe, asks a continuous series of adjustments to reality. The more readily a person is able to make these adjustments, the more meaningful his own private world becomes. The adjustment is never easy. I was bewildered and afraid, but I was lucky. My parents and my teachers saw something in me, potential to live, you might call it, which I didn't see, and they made me want to fight it out with blindness. The hardest lesson I had to learn was to believe in myself. That was basic. If I hadn't been able to do that, I would have collapsed and become a chair rocker on the front porch for the rest of my life. When I say belief in myself, I am not talking about simply the kind of self-confidence that helps me down an unfamiliar staircase alone. That is part of it. But I mean something bigger than that. An assurance that I am, despite imperfections, a real, positive person. That somewhere in the sweeping, intricate pattern of people, there is a special place where I can make myself fit. It took me years to discover and strengthen this assurance. It had to start with the most elementary things. Once a man gave me an indoor baseball. I thought he was mocking me, and I was hurt. "I can't use this," I said. "Take it with you," he urged me, "and roll it around." The words stuck in my head. Roll it around. By rolling the ball, I could hear where it went. This gave me an idea how to achieve a goal I had thought impossible, playing baseball. At Philadelphia's Overbrook School for the Blind, I invented a successful variation of baseball. We called it ground ball. All my life, I have set ahead of me a series of goals and then tried to reach them one at a time. I had to learn my limitations. It was no good to try for something I knew at the start was wildly out of reach because that only invited the bitterness of failure. I would fail sometimes anyway, but on the average, I made progress. I believe I made progress more readily because of a pattern of life shaped by certain values. I find it easier to live with myself if I try to be honest. I find strength in the friendship and interdependence of people. I would be blind indeed without my sighted friends. And very humbly I say that I have found purpose and comfort in a mortal's ambition toward godliness. Perhaps a man without sight is blinded less by the importance of material things than other men are. All I know is that a belief in the existence of a higher nobility for men to strive for has been an inspiration that has helped me more than anything else to hold my life together.